Ohio Brett live in Heartland in that state up north. I'm Ohio Brett, so it's that state up north for Brighteon.tv, the fastest growing streaming network in the world. And away from the border, we have an American legend, Christy Hutcherson. Welcome back in the locker room.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I love being in the locker room.
Well, we love you in the locker room, and I loved watching you on Brighteon.tv the other day. It was such a great show.
Thanks.
When fans from all over the world follow your show on Brighteon.tv, what will they see?
They're going to get information, like really hardcore information that you're not hearing in the secular media.
Right.
And it's really important information about what's really going on, not just in America, by the way, but around the globe.
Yes.
Because we are actually brothers and sisters of the world together in this fight against tyranny, quite frankly. So it was a really good show. I actually, I was really excited because the person who came on with me, he is an incredible person who knows the security world, intelligence world, and he never goes on camera. So it was quite the privilege.
Well,
to have
him
live on there.
Many of you know that Brett Bull from Dublin, Ohio, was blessed to go to all 50 states in 12 months last year, encouraging everybody to get in the Bible. And I had a chance to catch the show live, so he did a great job live. Put him in live TV. Let's make it happen.
Let's do it. You know, there's so much going on, and I know I love the fact that you got to go to all 50. I was a little jealous, by the way, because you got to go to Hawaii and Alaska. What's up with that?
We're coming back. I was blessed to go back there again with Dr. Judy Mikovits, and one of the things that we can unite is at the local level. That's why your fan base is growing so much, because all of us can't do what you do. So it's very courageous work, it's very honest work, and all of us out there, we just don't want to be lied to. I have a sports-themed show, so I have fans from the Miami Dolphins and the Ohio State Buckeyes, and yes, in that state up north, those Michigan State Spartans and that funny-looking helmet team out of Ann Arbor, they all watch, but they want that truth, and so you give that truth when you bring the Brighteon show.
You know, that's such a good, you know, football, sports typically bring people together. It's been a different climate in the last several years because they really tried to put politics into sports, and quite frankly, I really wish they would stop that. And one of the reasons why is because sports is kind of an outlet, right? It's where we can go to just decompress, and it doesn't matter your background, your political ideology. We should just be able to get together and root for our teams, right? But they've infiltrated even the sports market now. So please stop it.
That's right.
And get out of it, you know. But anyway, that's another subject for another day. But it doesn't matter your affiliation, whether you're independent, Republican, Democrat, whatever, fill in the blank
That's
you
right.
are. We're Americans, and we need to understand that truth is so valuable right now. And Brighteon TV, your show, my show, Ann Vandersteel's show, so many of the other people who are speak on Brighteon TV, they speak truth.
That's right.
And it's from a very unique lens. Each one of us have a different gift
That's right.
that God has given us.
Yes.
And each show brings very valuable information
sure
that
does.
You need. Because let me tell you, I don't care if it's Fox News, MSN, whatever it is, fill in the blank. They don't really tell you the truth. There's a lot of opinions out there, right?
That's right.
But not factual information. So thank God for Brighteon TV.
And it's growing like crazy.
It
and
is.
I believe by faith, we're going to see Brighteon.tv played in airports and hotels all over. Because at the local level, we truly are coming together. Because Christy, I never played on a football team that wasn't made up of blacks and whites and Asian Hispanics. We have all race, color, and creed.
That's
same-sex
right.
attracted and straights. But it's all uniting together. Because we unite in uncensored truth. So, Christy,
That's right.
God bless you. Tune in to all of our shows on Brighteon.tv, your home for uncensored truth.
And actually, I'm going to plug really quick, Sunday and Tuesday, you need to catch the show. It's going to be incredible. 1 to 2 on Sunday and 4 to 5 Eastern Standard Time on Tuesday on the front lines.
And you can catch Ohio Brett every Wednesday in the locker room, 4 to 5 Eastern on Brighteon.tv. God bless you.
SAT123.com, they have put together a really incredible package. Emergency backup communication systems, power systems. We've got sat phones, we've got solar panels, and also the big 400 watt solar panel behind us there. And why does this matter? Because of course, right now we are dealing with massive risk of blackouts. And the power grid is just failing. you know, intermittently, but it's going to get worse because we've also got energy shortages. Think about the lack of coal power, the diesel problems that are happening right now. If you're in the military or the National Guard or Border Patrol or law enforcement and you need to be able to function even when the power grid goes down, or maybe you're a first responder, rescue team, firefighter, paramedic, you name it, you need to know about this equipment. So SAT123.com, folks.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard-won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at FridayOnStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at FridayOnStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Frideon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at RideOnStore.com today.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much. We're coming live today from the Reunite America event here in Michigan. And let me tell you, it's packed. It's an incredible event talking about God in America and how we need to reunite as one people. And I'm so excited to be sitting here next to a dear friend of mine who we've gotten to know each other, I guess, Sabrina, for the last couple years.
Yes.
Just Chris. And actually, it's kind of funny. Sabrina's usually, I'm on this side of the fence. But you know what? Sabrina, as you can tell, she is donning the most beautiful Native American dress. Look at that. I love that.
Thank you.
Tell us the significance, first and foremost, because I know in the Native American community, because, you know, my heritage, my great-grandmother and my grandmother was full-blooded Cherokee Indian.
Yes.
And so everything has a meaning and a spiritual meaning, yeah, as that. So let's talk to that. But then let's also talk about, we were talking off camera, about how important it is and how critical of a time we are in, that we, all people, all nations, need to come together and unite, and especially the Native American community in the freedom movement.
Yes, yes. Well, thank you so much for having me. And yes, it is a role reversal, because the first time you and I met, I was interviewing you on Native Wisdom. So, but what we're doing here is really being able to express that our presence is here, that our voice is to be heard as a First Nations people. And so we are dressed in regalia. There's over 12 of us here today at the Reunite America. And we're in Michigan. There's 12 tribes in Michigan. So like you said, there's so much significance here. And for all of the viewers out there, the reason why I've got feathers and gold on, there's always a reason for something. And back in the day, when it was traditional and tradition ruled and family ruled, I'm wearing all the gold because my tribe is of Taino. It's a Taino Nations tribe. I was born in Haiti, but the Taino Nations went to Florida, they went to Tennessee, they went to North Carolina, South Carolina, Georgia, and it's not written in the history books. We don't learn about it in school. But what we also don't learn about in school is the fact that Christopher Columbus came to this place that he thought was India. That's why they call us Indians. But what happened was they stole the gold. Mm-hmm. And the mission and the vision that I want all of us to remember is the reason why he got funded was because of greed. So greed is really a disease.
It is a disease. You
yes.
know, it's not a mistake that in the Bible it consistently says the root of all evil stems from what? Money. Because men's hearts can be corrupted
yes.
with those shiny gold objects.
Yes, yes. And thank yeah. you for adding that, because that's why I've got all of this shiny gold objects everywhere, is to be able to say that the gold that was stolen from my tribe, the Taino people, which we've been coined the name as being the noble ones, because we were very giving. So we gave the gold to the sailors, and they went back to Spain, and they showed it to the king and queen. And when they showed it to the king and queen, the king and queen said, okay, we're going to fund 16 ships and we're going to go back and I want you to take all of the gold from the land. Again, we're talking about shiny objects, right? Talking about greed. And so this is something that all of us need to understand, that today you can talk about, well, what's the history? The important message here is that the history has been rewritten. Many of us don't understand this in our schools. And so one of the reasons why I am drenched in gold, which I'm not even a big fan of wearing gold, but God just told me you've got to wear this to be able to share a message with somebody like yourself and the audience that we have here, because the history's been rewritten. We've been lied to. This is not a conspiracy theory. This is the real deal. The Native First Nations Americans have been lied to. My tribe was the first tribe to have been raped, the men enslaved, and murdered. And so it moved on. And I don't know if you knew this, you probably do, but did you know that reservation, the reason why it's called a reservation, you think about the word, right? Words are so powerful.
They are very powerful. Language matters.
Yes. And so it's a reservation. They're reserving it. What are they reserving it for? Well, think about this. The disease was in the blanket smallpox, right?
That's right.
Killed off 80%, almost 90% of the original people here.
They did.
Why is this important? Because it's genocide.
That's right.
And the reservations all have a prisoner of war number. Does anybody know that? So this is history that needs to be told, and no one's really speaking about this. And so I feel that Spirit's just having me walk inside the snow.
Well, you know, Sabrina, it's very reminiscent of also on my mother's side, I'm Jewish, which is I'm Native American Jewish.
Wow, powerful.
And so, you know, you think about even the Jews, history, when they want to remove a certain people who are in their way of obtaining what they want for their power, because money breeds power and authority. And so if you look at history, you can see that time and time again, they remove a people. What do? They put them aside on reservations or concentration camps, etc., fill in the blank. And so we have to understand our history. We don't teach true history anymore. And we have to understand where we come from.
Right.
We have to know our foundation, because when you know what your foundation is and you're solid in that foundation, then you can either do one of two things. You're educated, so you can change the course of that history, or if it's a good, then you maintain.
Right.
And that's why it's so important right now, especially where we are. You see it every day with the globalist elites. And this isn't just about America anymore.
No, it's not.
This is a global disease.
It is.
And they have an agenda and they have plans, and it incorporates everybody from the country of China to Russia to Iran to the World Economic Forum. It all is intertwined. I call it like the great spider web.
Yes.
And we have to come together, all nations, all people, all colors,
all colors,
creeds.
Yes.
It does not matter your ethnic background, your political beliefs. This is about a unification to literally drive out the evil forces that are trying to rule this place that God has given
us. They have ruled. When you think about the royal bloodlines have ruled. They've taken over media, which is why a platform like this is so important, because the media has been, we've been lied to. Again, we've been lied with about our history. We've been continually being lied to today with all of the media. And there's cognitive dissonance that's going on. So a lot of people don't really understand what is happening. No, you're a conspiracist. We're not conspiracists. We are seeing, and this young lady that is by my side, I'm honored to sit with you because I've always loved you since the moment we met.
There was a connection.
There was a connection. And I was a newbie at this. I was the only Native at a Patriot event, and now I think I've been to 11 of them.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of like a consistent, like, here she is again. but it's just beautiful because we get to share, we get to love on each other, we get to just, we get to come together. And I think that's what's missing. You know, Winston Churchill said it, you conquer and you divide. Forget about the division. The division is only going to create more hatred, more separation. You look at the news, what does it do?
It's all about dividing, divisiveness. But that's what the enemy wants to do.
Yes.
He infiltrates to divide because there's so much power in unification. You know, I remember a time, and in my own family, for example, I don't talk about my private life very often, but my sister is very liberal. She's a liberal school teacher.
Oh my goodness. And how did that happen, right? You just ask yourself.
But you know what? I don't care what walk you are in. We need to understand something. We need to learn to come together and be able to agree to disagree. We can have incredible intellectual conversations and be able to lay our thoughts out.
Yes.
Right?
And it's okay to be different.
But it's okay.
It's okay to step on each other,
exactly,
as we're talking. That's okay. Because it's coming from a foundation of knowing that we're accepting of one another, we're loving each other, and but at the same time, we really have to come out like warriors. We have to be strong. Because what's happening in this world today is a lot of people are cowarding back.
That's right.
And we cannot coward back. You know, we cannot sit back and think that everything's going to be okay.
It's not. And there's, by the way, I'm so glad you said that, because this is really important. I want everybody who's listening to understand something right now. There is no white horse coming to save you. The only white horse I know that is coming on the clouds, and that will be the second coming of Jesus Christ.
Amen, sister.
The only people that are honestly going to save, we have the roadmap. The roadmap, first and foremost, here in America is in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. We, the people, nobody else, we, the people, are the ones who are going to save this country,
right,
this republic called America.
That's right.
And in essence, we are literally we're the watchmen of the world.
Yes.
And the rest of the world is waiting with a bated breath right now and saying, where are the people? And you know what? I'm really reminded again about the globalist elites. And I hate to say it, in Washington, D.C., and the weaponization of all of these agencies, mm-hmm, it is not about President Donald J. Trump. And everyone wants to make it about Donald Trump. It is not. What it is about, it is showing a force of power, mm-hmm, to say, even the President of the United States, we can take a hold of and throw them in jail, and you better comply, you better shut up, and you better sit down. The opposite needs to happen. There are more of us than there are of
them.
That's
right.
And you have the power. Every single person in Washington, D.C., and every agency, even the non-governmental agencies, they work for the people of the United States of America. You have the power. You are the last authority. You need to take your authority. We're here at this event, and we're going to talk. I know I'm going
to
be giving a speech
today
at 2:30 this afternoon.
Yes, you are. Looking forward to hearing you, yes.
And I'm going to lay out enemies at the gate, and I'm going to give you practical things that you can do to take back this country.
Right.
And we cannot do it alone, and I cannot stress that enough. We need Sabrina. We need you. We need everybody, every walk of life. And I don't care if you're a Democrat, independent, Republic, or nothing in between.
Yes.
If you love freedom and liberty, mm-hmm, if you love freedom and liberty, and you want to leave a just, equitable, freedom-loving world behind for the future of your children and your grandchildren, you will engage now. Because let me tell you, my great-grandfather and my grandfather, they fled Stalin. Mm. And the Sabrina, the Indians, the Jews, it doesn't matter. They got this. And that knock was not a good knock at their door.
Yes.
You will get into the fight now, or you, unfortunately, by the time you decide, it'll be too late if you don't stand.
That's right. And just to add to what you're saying about timing, the time is now. We've got to stand up. We've got to stay together. We've got to be warriors. We cannot fear. Fear is a disease, just like greed. Exactly. And so coming on shows like this, people say, well, what are you going to do? You got to reveal it, because part of revealing is healing. And if you don't reveal it, then you won't generate that awareness. And people have to understand how powerful your mission is. And my mission, we all have a purpose. This television show has a purpose to bring people like us to the forefront, to lead other people that might cower back, that might be afraid.
That's right.
So we just have to keep on standing and really walking. And the First Nations people, we were the ones that have been attacked. We were the ones that had the disease put on us. We were the ones that were put on reservations that have POW numbers. They're coming for you. So you've got to be aware. You have to be mindful. And so I'm just so grateful.
You know, Sabrina, I was talking to my dear friend General Flynn. We were having a phone conversation the other day. And I brought this up, and it was really interesting because, as you know, I've spent 3 years on the border, not just on the southern border, northern border, Central South America, really looking and studying from a strategy perspective of what's really going on.
Yes.
And it's so reminiscent. The enemy right in front of our eyes is using our own personal money, the taxpayer-funded money,
right,
to literally build camps that you will eventually be brought to. General Flynn and I were talking about that. I said, you know, General Flynn, what I thought was really interesting, because I've done stuff in theater, and theater's actually in the war zones. I've been to Iraq, Afghanistan, our company. And when they build these military-style camps along the border, that we call them intake-outtake facilities, right, where they're bringing in thousands and thousands of illegals daily into these camps, they're set up reminiscent of what you would set up to fortify in a battlefield.
That's right.
And then I said, you know, how clever are they to now turn around the resistance, who they will probably intake and outtake those facilities too? That's what I believe really is happening. And from a strategic perspective, we have to understand this is a war.
Yes.
We are in a battle.
Yes.
And you are a warrior.
Yes.
And everyone's called to do something. We all have a gift, right? We're gifted something. And it might be something as small, you might think it's small, that you can pick up the phone or you can make a phone call or an email. That is not insignificant. It is huge in the battle we are in right now. So first and foremost, go to our website, Women Fighting for America. That's Women Fighting for America, WFFA.win. You need to sign up and volunteer. You need to get the battle plan. There's a battle ready plan that God downloaded to me. There's resources there. And if you want to know more about Sabrina and the Native American heritage and how they're joining forces with
yes,
us right
we are.
Now
yes, we
to
are.
Put
Uniting
the war call.
The
it's
That's
time
right.
to do a,
That's
you know
right.
what we need to do?
Is have a war call.
We need to have a war call. I'm serious. There is a ceremony
Absolutely.
That takes place when we're getting ready to go into battle.
Yes.
Both spiritually from the Native Americans, but also from the Christians.
Yes.
We need to. We're going to take back this land.
We are going to take it back.
October 1st. You know what? I want you to come, and I want the Native American community to show up with us. October 1st. I want everybody to write this down. Gettysburg, on the battlefield in Pennsylvania.
Wow.
Women Fighting for America is partnering, hopefully, with pastors and Christians of every denomination. I don't care if you're a Catholic, Muslim, whoever you are. We need to come together in unification like never before and lock arms. And we need to take back the ground that
yes.
Satan
yes.
has taken from us, because
yes.
it doesn't belong to him.
That's
it
right.
belongs to us. It belongs to
That's
God.
Right.
No matter what God you
That's
serve,
right.
it belongs to God
That's right.
and the people. So we need to take back the ground, and it starts on October 1st on the Battle of Gettysburg. It's a very significant, not only date, it's the new year for the Jewish calendar.
Yes.
It is very significant. Rosh Hashanah
yep.
is two
yep.
days later. And we, united people from all over, need to come together
yes.
and pray and take back what
That's
Satan
right.
has stolen from
take
us.
Take back our land, take back our dignity, take back our justice, and take back our sovereignty.
Amen. That's right. Thank you guys so much. And I want to thank Bridie on TV. You know, Bridie on TV is a beacon of light in a dark media world. They bring truth, and they are the fastest growing network, whether it's radio or TV. Tune in to Bridie on TV. There's so many great hosts. My show, On the Front Lines with Christy Hutcherson, is every Sunday from 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and every Tuesday from 4 to 5. You're not going to want to miss this Sunday, by the way, and Tuesday. We have an incredible lineup. Thank you so much, Sabrina. Thank you for being here. Thank you for being a warrior princess. I am so privileged to be your friend.
Thank you.
And as always, join us on Sunday on the front lines. God bless you.
God bless
and
you.
And God bless the United States.
Bye-bye.
Poses a threat to our nation's health.
Climate change is an emergency.
Democratic socialism.
Codify everyone's right to choose.
Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15.
The world we once knew is collapsing. We're being warned to expect rolling blackouts, and our political leaders are deliberately shutting down pipelines, fuel refineries, nuclear power plants, and energy exploration. The currency is collapsing, while financial assets are plummeting in value, and the global food supply is being deliberately decimated. To survive this war being waged on humanity, you need more than just regular prepping. You need resilient prepping. And that's the title of my new free audiobook, Resilient Prepping. You can download the entire audiobook and a printable PDF transcript for free right now at resilientprepping.com. Resilient Prepping teaches practical strategies for prepping in three layers: high-tech, low-tech, and no-tech. Resilient Prepping is your ultimate guide to surviving the total collapse of the world as we know it, because that's exactly what globalists are trying to achieve. Download this entire audiobook for free right now at resilientprepping.com. This was made possible by Brighteon.com. After being deplatformed by YouTube, I built Brighteon.com so that we can speak. All voices of dissent are welcome. Join Brighteon.com now, post your videos today, and start building an audience there where you will not be censored. Brighteon.com. The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history. And they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Good afternoon. Thank you so much for joining us again live from Michigan in the heartland here at the Reunite America event. This is a unification event. I love it. We've got the Native Americans. We've got people from all walks coming together because we understand that we are at risk for this nation to lose our freedoms and our very liberties that we hold so dear. And today we're going to talk to Scott McKay. We're going to talk about a new technology down in Dallas, Texas, a state-of-the-art facility, Terra. And so we're going to have Scott talk about that. And then we're probably going to go off cue and talk about what really is truly going on in America and what's at risk, and then what you can do to engage, to save this great republic we call America. Scott, thank you so much for coming on.
She's the best. You belong here. You're a natural at this. Man, oh man. It's good to be here.
Yeah, it's exciting, isn't it?
It is. You know, when we talk about this focus at some point here the weekend on Native Americans, obviously I am. That's why I carry my tomahawk with me. And the whole purpose of the tomahawk from day one is we started Patriot Street Fighter was to expose the peace pipe, to offer, and this is a functioning peace pipe, offer the peace pipe to the criminals in government and the entire architecture that's destroying humanity. If you walk away from power, give up your positions and stop doing what you're doing, we'll smoke the pipe. And if you choose not to do that and continue your ways, the only thing left is the blade of We the People. And that's, of course, you can see that on Tomahawk right there.
Yeah, I love that.
We the People. So they did choose otherwise. So the only thing left is We the People. That's it.
That's exactly
and
right.
And now we are raising a massive army in this country to become engaged in their local tactical civics chapters, to start forming county grand juries among the people and holding these criminal politicians to account. So it's pretty exciting. Obviously.
You know, you're right. There is a key, and it's interesting because I've been really blessed that I've been to, I don't know, 35, 40 states, doing a lot of information intel work with what we do, especially at the border. I work with a lot of sheriffs, and consistently one of the things that I talk about is that we actually have the power. We need to understand, you, the American people, you really do need to understand this. Right. The power to save this country literally is in your hands, what you decide to do with it. Nobody else is coming to save you. There's no secret police, all of that stuff. I'm sorry, I worked in D.C., I worked in the places. There's nobody. You are the answer to what is going to happen to America and how you engage. The grand jury, the citizen grand jury, is very important. Yes. We do have that power. Mm-hmm. And that's why it's so important, I think, to work with your sheriffs, your constitutional sheriffs, and make sure that they are constitutionally sound.
Yep.
Because we have a justice system. When we have a government that's completely gone rogue, like this one has, our founding fathers knew that men's hearts can be corrupted. And so that's why they put this beautiful thing inside the Constitution, and it's literally right there at the beginning.
Yes.
And it basically states when they no longer serve natural law, God's law, mm-hmm. we have a duty. And I want to repeat that. You have a sacred duty to the Constitution, not to a person, not to an office, but to the Constitution and the laws of the land that God has entrusted us to. And so let's talk a little bit about that before we get into your really incredible breakthrough of Terra.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I discovered the tactical civics approach to the constitutional county grand juries probably 3 years ago, and I read this compendium, and when I read it, I thought, Holy Mary, Mother of God, it's right here in the Constitution, mm-hmm. and learning about the power that we had that Washington and company put in place to make sure that we the people stayed prominent because we have the power to do it. That constitutional county grand jury gives us that power. Since we started to focus on a tactical civics approach to this, we now have had chapters spring up all over the country. My hometown, my home county, Clearfield County, Pennsylvania, all eyes in the country are on Clearfield County, PA, because we've built a juggernaut there literally in 2 months. People are assembling like crazy. I saw Kevin Sorbo on a Facebook rant talking to people in Montana, slapping them high fives. Steve, somebody, hey, great job on your tactical civics chapter expansion out there. Montana's number one in the nation. So we made this tactical civics our fourth warfare platform of Patriot Street Fighter. Mm-hmm. First was information, then economic warfare was Operation Tomahawk. Wellness warfare is the launch of Terra Quantum Recharge, the Bioscalar Center in Dallas. This is number four, tactical civics. The reality is this, and this is what I'm trying to help people understand. Look, I talk to people every day that have their organizations that are doing things in the country. We're doing this. It's what we are. And this is how we can take back the country. And I'm like, I don't say this overtly or arrogantly, but I tell them, I'm sorry. I don't believe it. It's completely untested, unproven. There's 1,000 more out there, and everybody's doing their own thing. And if we don't unify together, it means nothing. And because none of these things have been proven ever, I know that there's one time in history that the smartest men that we've ever had set foot in this country put together the framework. And I'm looking back here. What did they do 250 years ago? And right there it is, the Constitutional County Grand Jury. So I tell these folks, all of them when I talk to them, this is where you need to go, because you're going to have factions of division. People all sign on to you. And if you have your little empire, you're going to hang on to it. It's my empire. Not interested in that. What did these guys do that nobody on earth has ever done in a history, a civilization, and that is found a nation on a philosophy, not on conquest. And when they conquered that, founded that nation, they made it, again, Magna Carta style, the grand jury style, which is 1,000 years old. You, the people, will have power over us, and we made this document. So anybody ever violates it, they're committing treason, put them in prison. Now, here's what we have today. Since the 1871 Organic Act, Columbia Organic
that's
Act.
That's exactly right.
Form a U.S. corporation. That's how you can sell bonds, make money, provide government services.
And yeah, we don't have time to get all of that today, but I will tell you this, England had a part of that.
This point is critical.
Yeah.
No, this is...
it's very important.
Because most of America still doesn't know this.
I never heard it until I put this out
3 years ago. And since I've been fueling that, it exploded. What most Americans don't know, that in 1968, not one state had a corporation formed. IMF leaders came to the convention 68 and said, you're conducting foreign business, or you're conducting state business with a foreign currency. If your people find out, they're going to kill you. What do? Form a corporation. 3 years later, by 72, every government is now a corporation masquerading as government, right to the local level. And here's where we will never win. In that process, ever. I don't care, election integrity, we get all that squared away. The problem is this, by law, everybody who's elected and positioned in a corporation, every congressman, they're not in a constitutional seat of the government in this country. They're seated in a corporation, U.S. corporation. The president now is, every governor, all these people, every mayor, they're in corporations. Anybody serving in a corporation has a fiduciary responsibility to do what's best for the corporation, not the people. We will never win going up against a corporation because they're not allowed to win for us. They have to win for the corporation. The only way to do it, county grand juries, any politician so much as puts forward legislation that's unconstitutional, it's an act of treason. Doesn't even have to be voted on. They can convene a grand jury. The grand jury can issue subpoenas, can issue warrants, indictments. And if the sheriffs will not carry it out, they have a duty, according to Washington Company, to certify a standing militia. There was never to be these massive militaries, Army, Navy, foreign wars. That was never in our Constitution. These are states' rights issues, state militias to defend themselves. And those standing county militias are who serve the warrants when these guys won't. Because that corporation, that sheriff's in a corporation, these people are never going to do anything but serve the corporation. They're going to defend and protect themselves.
I agree with you. That's why I get really frustrated when I hear all of this nonsense within our own movement, because it's a major distraction, and we need to be first and foremost unified. We've been talking about that for a very long time. We need to be well organized, well unified, with a plan to save this great country that has been entrusted to us by God. And so let's talk a little bit also about what is Terra, and why did you create Terra?
Terra is considered the Taj Mahal of the bioscalar centers now that have popped up in the world in the last year, about 300 now worldwide. Dr. Sandra Rose Michael, who's over there standing, she's the creator of the EE system back in 96 when she turned the system on. NASA showed up at her house that day because they saw an energy signature of a nuclear submarine. Of course, what's going to happen, they come in, and then once they learn what it is, they're going to take the technology, they got to validate what it is, what it can do. The Pentagon's done the same in various clinicals throughout the university settings. And so you have this system that can create this conjugated photonic scalar field that when you're in this field, the Tesla scalar field, it's in simple terms, it's loading your body with hyper-healthy energy, giving the cells the power to do what they do, and that's heal itself. Of every single thing that hits the body, God gave us a system that's an absolute war machine that can heal every malady on the planet. So this system, since we turned it on, it's the biggest one built in the world, and it's built to be the Taj Mahal. I put it in that framework when I started constructing it. But we have people come, and there's 40 recliners in there, multiple beds. It's a beautiful setting. You come in, kick back in a recliner for a couple hours, be in the field. What does it do? I don't know. You tell me when you're done. Because it could be any story you got, whether you got stroke victims coming in that can't support themselves coming in, 2 hours, they're going out under their own power. We have autistic kids being brought in because we put that out there about what it does for autism. Kids are doing things their parents have never seen. I brought them on my show. Hey, don't believe me. You tell them what's happening to your 17-year-old daughter who's vax injured and is virtually catatonic. Now he can actually, you know, start to utter words and notice things going by in the car, you know, things like that. So that's what the field does. I believe, for me, knowing this, because Dr. Sanders toured with me for 2 years now, and of course when I discovered it over time, then I decided this is my third warfare platform, wellness warfare. We are going after the big pharma model that is a murder machine. We can see the hospitals have become the 21st century killing fields in this country, and I know people think that's crazy. Watch what happens when you get the data in front of you that's irrefutable. You're going to look at this and say, Holy Mother, Mary, Mother God, how is this possible? They could turn this machine against humanity. Well, knowing that these technologies come out and they stop them as fast as they can.
They do. And you know, you see doctors losing their license because they're standing up and speaking out against the big pharma. These are evil conglomerates. They're part of the World Economic Forum. They're part of the globalist agenda. And believe me, there is an agenda. So if somebody wanted to find out more about that facility, if they wanted to make an appointment to come to that facility, Scott, please tell them, where would they go? Where do they need to go to find that information
out? Go to Terra, T-E-R-R-A. That's what they are, off planet friends call Earth, Terra.
Terra.
So it's
isn't that from the Guardians of the Galaxy?
And that came from
the planet
Megan
Terra.
Rose, actually.
Oh, it did? Okay.
Yeah, Megan Rose actually informed me of that. So that is Terra, T-E-R-R-A, quantum, because it's a quantum field recharge. We're recharging your cells. So terraquantumrecharge.com. Go to the website, do a little research. Actually, when you land on it, it shows this really cool video. The whole drone's coming in, going in the doors, going around, showing you the whole place. It's really cool. But
and if they wanted to hear more about, because I know you and Vandersteel, there's a lot in the freedom movement. Mm-hmm. We're all about tactical civics. I know Ann and myself and Mel Kay were possibly thinking about going across the country and doing some hardcore training, 2-day sessions, mm-hmm. to really start training people on what's at risk for this nation. Right. How did I'm in the military spectrum, so geofencing, tactical civics, what we need to do to put the power back in the rifle hands of those who are in control, and that is you, we the people. So where can they go to get more information about tactical civics?
Yeah, tactical civics, go to tacticalcivics.com, smash the red button, it's $5, sign up. Your local county people will reach out to you. You don't have to go find them. If there isn't one, start one. We got ladies that are retired school teachers starting in their own county. And because we're fueling this with my platform, people are popping up all over the place because they're like, hey, this is where they're going. We're going there too. And you want to do this one thing. Either buy the Great WESET, W-E, the Great WESET, read it, or download the PDF on that website. It's very easy to read. When you're done, you're going to say the same thing like, holy shit. Are you kidding me? This is it. I see it. Boom. That's why we've exploded around the country. And David Zuniga said, he's been at this 20 years. He said, Scott, you're a godsend to this movement because you now put, and it's not just because I talked about it 3 years ago, had him on twice. The second time I had him on, Mike Jaco and Nino brought him in. He stole the show. I started getting pounded with emails and I'm like, the people see it now. And I said, this is it. We're gonna leverage everything Patriot Street Fighter on tactical civics. Now I'm traveling the country for free, talking to these people, and they're showing up. Yeah. You got attorneys showing up. You've got chiropractors, business people, Sally Sewing Needle, Joe Lunchbuck in America. They're all coming together and saying, we're putting an end to the bullshit. These criminals, look, we've got Lawrence Township. By the way, Bill Shaw, you're in deep shit because they're coming. This guy's a former DA in Clearfield County. He's running the whole Lawrence Township Supervisory Board. These guys are stealing money left and right. They don't even have a chapter fully formed. And my friend Bill Ogden, who's spearheading this thing, he's now one of the national directors in 2 months because he's a very smart ex-farmer, school teacher. These people in this county, in this municipal setting, they're now on the run. They don't even have a county grand jury formed yet. These guys are on the run because they see what's happening. They're like, holy shit, these guys are coming.
Well, you know, Scott, I'll tell you, and I talk about this all the time, you know, even J6, when you think about what happened in J6, you know, what they're trying to do is they're trying to stop us from being in unification and understanding and getting out truth and getting out information that's actually going to push back against their plans. And they know when we're being educated, when the people actually get that aha moment, that's what's frightening them. That's what J6 was about. Everyone makes it about President Donald J. Trump, but no, it was about, we're gonna show you what we can do and what our authority and what our power is, and this is to put you in compliance and to sit down, shut up, and you will comply. And the opposite needs to happen. We need to get educated. We need to understand, first and foremost, you need to get the Constitution. I'm gonna tell you right now, if you don't have a copy of the Constitution of the United States of America and the Bill of Rights, you need to have that. You need to be reading it nightly. You need to tell your children about it. This should be dinner talk every single night until you can recite it like the back of your hand. Then you need to delve into and understand the tactical civics. What really happened in our country? Why England turned around and influenced, and there's a lot that we can't get into today, but there is a backstory, an historical backstory of how we got to being a corporation of the United States of America. It's not a mistake. Like, if you ever seen your driver's license or you sign anything, your name is in bold. It's capitalized. The reason why your name is capitalized is because when you sign any kind of legal document, you're a corporation. That corporation has a capitalization. So there's a lot of truth to this, and you need to get yourself educated because an educated populace is a powerful populace. So, Scott, I'm so glad you came on the show. Thank you so much for being here. Tell them one more time where they can go to get more information. And you know what? The other thing I really do want to stress, we need to fund the movement. We need to fund the Patriot movement. And whether it's Bridie on TV, because you know what? It takes a lot to keep truth on the air. We are fighting against Goliath, literally. And so this station is literally a beacon of light in a dark place, and they're the fastest growing. So please support Brighteon. You can go to Brighteon store, you can use promo code WFFA. You need to fund the fight. And when I mean that, you need to go to companies like Patriot Mobile, Patriot Switch. You can use our code WFFA, you'll get satellite phones. We're all gonna need communications. So you need to understand that this is a battle, you're part of the solution. Don't shop at Amazon. I don't think I've shopped at Amazon in over 5 years plus. Don't shop at the big box stores and Walmarts and Targets. You're funding the enemy every time you do that. And you know what, Scott? It's not easy, is it? But nothing worth fighting for comes easy. It is a switch of the mind that you've had to make and say, you know what, I've had enough. I want to take back this country that we love so much. So again, tell them where they can go to get your information.
Yeah, Terra Quantum Recharge.
Terra Quantum Recharge is
T-R-A, and that's in Dallas. Tactical Civics. By the way, Ann Vanderseel's pretty damn smart.
She is.
She wanted to get down to the border. She's there now. I just talked to her, and she wanted to make arrests because they won't do it. I said, Ann, if you're going to do this, you got to do this within a constitutional framework. She got the wind tunnel for 30 minutes. By the time I was done, she's already signed up. That's why she decided she's going to roll. And Mel K, she called me one day. We talked, and she's like, Ann's like, yeah, we need to do this on the road. So if these girls who are, I call Ann the modern day Joan of Arc, look at this lady, look at Mel K. I said the mama bears are the ones on the battlefield helping us get the country back all across the board. Guys, by the way, MTPs, get off your ass and join the women. If you're not gonna fight, at least protect them. But the simple fact is this, this operation needs to be funded. Everything we do needs funded. Now, I fund my entire operation out of my pocket. I don't take donations. It's all run by my businesses, and it's probably one of the most expensive out there. I don't ask for donations, don't ask for help. We funded it with Operation Tomahawk, we funded it with other things. And as far as Operation Tomahawk, Patriot Switch, whatever, it's pretty simple. Folks, you gotta stop giving your money to these killers. Every corporation, all these entities, these multinational corporations that bought up everything else, once they buy up natural companies, they're switching out the recipe and they're putting poisons in. If you keep funding these criminals, this criminal empire, these big box stores they herded us into, like Target and Walmart with that bioweapon attack, there's a way to hit them hard. You take away their money, they collapse. Bud Light just got their ass kicked. Target got hammered. You got Ben and Jerry's coming this way. We got more. Tomahawk did what has never been done in a 37-year-old company's history. In 1 year, they've never seen that before. Because the people are finally saying, you know what? It's time to stop giving money to these scumbags. Defund these criminals and start putting your money toward operations like Brighteon. Any of the products that they're selling are not going through the normal channels. They're not going through all the advertising expenses, which basically accounts for most of the cost of anything.
They're being done.
All that money is used in labs, R&D, create natural, safe products. Start supporting the people that are on the firing line doing this stuff for free, because we can't win it without you and your money.
And stop funding China.
Yes.
You know what? Everywhere you go, I always turn over a label, no matter where I am. And something could be cute, and I'm going to talk to the women out there, you know, the cute little clothes and stuff. It's like, oh, it's made in China. You need to run, not walk.
No more
away
China.
From that. No more China. China is a massive threat to our very existence. And we don't have time to get into that today. But we have to fund the fight. And you are part of the solution. Stop sitting on the sidelines. The time to sit idly quiet and hope that somebody else comes in to save you, it's over.
Yeah.
We have to be in this together. We are probably less than 12 months away from losing everything we have that we hold dear, and that is freedom and liberty. Along with Scott, you know, I walked away from what I used to do. I used to have a consultancy business in Washington, D.C. I was a defense contractor, and I've lost everything, and I've funded everything myself. Haven't had a salary in 4 years, and it is not cheap to do operations. It costs me and my team that I pay anywhere from $7,000 to $80,000 for an operation. And we don't get a lot of funds. And so you need to fund those who really are on the battleground, in the battlefield for you, fighting for you. You know, and you need to engage. You have a gift, you have a talent. Figure out what that gift and that talent is. Pray and then volunteer somewhere, engage, get involved. Talk to your neighbor. Tell them what's really going on. Keep talking to individuals. That's how this gets spread. And we will win, but we will not win if we are not together in this battle and fight. So Scott, thank you so much. I know you are a warrior. I appreciate everything you do. Thank you so much for being here today. Again, thank you, Brighteon TV. Please join us on Sundays, 1 to 2 in the afternoon, every single Sunday, Eastern Standard Time, and live on Tuesdays from 4 to 5 p.m. on the front lines with Christy Hutcherson. God bless you. And as always, God bless this great country called America.